Aleishur Chelek Beis Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, the ninth chapter, Moira Oishel Hakadesh Baruchu. The Gemara in Yom Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis. Moishe Omar Ho'el Hagadoil Hagibor Ve'anoira. Those are words that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Also Yirmiyah Ve'omar Nochrim Mekarkirim Be'ichaloi. In the time of Yirmiyah, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yirmiyah said the Nochrim are cavorting in his hall in the Beis HaMikdash. Where do we see Hashem's Neira Ois? Loi Omar Neira. And therefore he omitted the description of Hashem as Neira. Also in Hu, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came a little later after Yirmiyah, Vemu Adrabah. They argued, on the contrary, Eilu Hen Neira Oisav. This Kufa, this is the awesomeness of Hashem. She'il Malei Moira Ois Shel HaKadosh Baruch, if not for that, Heyach Uma'achas Yicholah Liskem Ben Oimois. How could one nation survive among all those other hostile nations? So that is the Moira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The author comments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Chayim, he is a living God. The very fact of his being, of his being a living God, that in itself stimulates Yira. Alze omadu b'fek kodem, that was a point in the previous chapter. If a person knows full well just this point, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elohim Chayim, that's already sufficient to sense that awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this point we want to expand on the idea. They made the point that if not for the Moira, this again, this awe, this fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael would not survive. We generally attribute this idea, this concept to Hashgacha Pratis, the fact that Hashem guards us and is involved. Providence, Kiyush Shemer Amo Yisrael Ad. We describe him as the one who protects his nation, Yisrael. Bohem v'gilu b'zei inyan osaf. And Sheikh Nisak Dola reveal a further idea over here. Ki moira'oi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam ken gorem gedol b'zei. This idea of Hashem's awesomeness is also an important factor, not just his providence over us. The Pasuk in Tehillim Tes reads, Kol goyim shechechei Elohim. The goyim forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a description of them as those who tend to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eich nofel alehem oyra'oi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If so, how is it that his awesomeness falls upon them? Ze tzarich ve'u. And this is what this chapter is designed to clarify. Paragraph Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Omar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Ein loy laKadosh Baruch Hu boilamo ela yiras shamayim bilvad. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world is yiras shamayim, sheneemar. Moshe Rabbeinu proclaims, Ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha she'il mi'imach. What does Hashem demand of you? Ki'im liyira ve'goymer. Uchsiv, another pasuk. Vayom el Adam, Hein yiras Hashem mi'chokhma. Sheken b'leshen v'ni, Kuyirin la'achas hein. I've pointed out before that even in English we have a remnant of this notion that in Greek, hein connotes one in the term henotheism, a type of religious ideology in which there's one dominant God among others. So it's not regular polytheism and it's certainly not monotheism, henotheism. So that prefix, henotheism, one theism. You see over here that even in English we retain a vestige of the fact that in Greek, which is one of the sources for the English language, the word hen connotes one. So going back to the pasuk, hein yiras Hashem v'chokhmah, so Rashi explains, hein yiras Hashem yechidai ha'ira bo'ilam. It is one. Yira is one, unique in the world. Yedu'im divrei mesidas yesharim b'akdam asoy. He writes in the introduction, v'inei ha'kasuv oimer, hein yiras Hashem v'chokhmah. He quotes this pasuk. Memru Razal Hein Achas. Chazal here in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph comment that the word Hein on a deeper level connotes one. Hareisha Yira Hi Chokhma Vilevada Chokhma. Yira is wisdom. It itself is wisdom. That's how he understands this Gemara. But Rashi explains differently. Rashi kan Einu Mevayir Kacha. Rashi explains differently. Hein Achas Einu Misiches La Chokhma. Rashi says it's not a reference to the Chokhma. Ela Le Yira Atzma. We're talking about the Yira itself. Sha Yira Yachas. Yechidai ha'ir'a sheba'ilam. That's Rashi's comment there in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. Ve'oidzus bashi chokma. In addition, there's the concept of chokma, but according to Rashi, it's secondary, not like the Mesilas Yesharim. Kivan shekach, and therefore it follows, Eino lakadosh baruch hu b'olamo ele yiras shamayim bilvad. That's all there is in the world. Achma yichidusach shel yira. What is this uniqueness of yira? Divrei Rashi aniyim b'makom zeh v'asherim b'makom acher. Rashi elaborates elsewhere. Here it's fairly brief what he says. Let's see what he says elsewhere. Acharei matan tira, in Parashas Yisroi, vayemer Moshe el ha'am, al tireu, fear not, ki leva'avur nases eschem bo ha'elohikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to elevate you, uba'avur tiyeh yir'asu al penechem levilti techeto, and so that his fear should be upon your faces, so that you not sin. V'chosav Rashi sham, Rashi there comments, ba'avur tiyeh yir'asu, al yedei shere'isem oiso yir'ui ume'uyam. These words will repeat throughout this chapter. Since Yesoim, at Matan Torah, Yer'ui u'muyam, Yesoim, is innately awesome. Te'ide'u ki ein zel asoy, you will know that there's none beside him. Ve'tire'u mipanav, and you will have awe. Ve'esh lavin es arichus advarim, we need to understand this. Ve'chi echan ramuzu b'pasuk zeh. Where do we see in this pasuk, where is hinted to at least in this pasuk, ki ein zel asoy, that there's none except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'lama dav ki yedi'a zeis mereres yir'a. Why is it this knowledge specifically that stimulates yira? Ve'lama lo yipiresh Rashi advarim kipshutam? Why didn't Rashi explain things simply? Ki akoilois v'alapidim v'kol hashifar v'har oshein. The fact that there were sounds there and fire and the tremendous blast of the shofar and smoke. Heim shipil yiralim. That's what cast fear upon them. Why not explain it simply? The answer is this: Divrei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom atzmoim chachim hazeh. The words of Moshe Rabbeinu indicate what Rashi is saying. Vayemer Moshe la'am al tirau, hainim akolos v'abrakim. Moshe said to him, "Don't fear all of these sounds, the lightning, the shofar. Ki loy ba'avur zeh. That wasn't the main point. Ela leva'avur nases eschem ba'elokim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu came in order to elevate you, legadel eschem, to exalt you." Ki nasois veleshon harama ugdula, as we've said many times before. Nasois, nais, is an expression that connotes elevation, exaltation. Uba'avur tiyeh yir'asoi al penechem, so that his yir'a should be upon your faces, v'chule. V'yir'asoi, this idea of yir'a from Hashem, hi inyan acher legamrei mipachad hakolos v'abrakim. Yir'a of Hashem is a different matter altogether from mere fright, from being afraid of the sounds and the lightning. That Rashi explains, Shehu Yisbarach Yer'ui Muyam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu innately, he himself is awesome. Ve'zeh haya ikar ha'gilui v'ikar ha'tachlis b'mavad ha'sinai. That was the essence, that was the point of the exercise, to be made aware of Hashem's innate awesomeness. Kan aleinu la'amik u'l'archiv, we need to go deeper and wider. Kayadua, misyachasim shivchei hagadoil hagibor v'anira b'shmonesre l'shloshes ha'avois hakadoshim. It's well known that we attribute these praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we associate them with the avois. Hagadoil b'midas ha'chesed gilav ha'mavim l'anashalim. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gadoil, meaning great in chesed, that was revealed by Avraham Avinu alav shalom, it's associated with him. The fact that Hashem is Hagibor b'midas hadin, he exercises din, gila Yitzchak avin alav shalom. That's what Yitzchak revealed about Hashem. V'hanira gila Yaakov avin alav shalom. Nira was revealed by Yaakov. The fact that Hashem is awesome. Man nira ha'makoyim hazeh. After his dream of the ladder. Hagibor hu pachad Yitzchak. In Parshas Vayetze, Vayishava Yaakov befachad oviv Yitzchak. Yaakov swore by the dread of his father. Hare ha-pachad va-yir'a ha-mis'rim al-yedei midas ha-din, klulim b'ha-gibor. The awe, the fear, the trembling that are stimulated when we see, when we experience midas ha-din, that's part of gibor. V'cha she-yakov avin alav shalom, gila she-izbarach ha-noira, when he revealed that there's something else, a different midah called noira, yesh bazi inyan gadol nosav, it's an additional matter. She-ein zo ha-yir'a mi-pachad an-shoi gvorosa, it's something that goes beyond the fear of Hashem's might and consequences. Yaakov avinu alav shalom gila shehu yitzbarach atzmoi yir'u yimuyam, that Hashem is innately awesome. Vezeis al derech shamu b'shir ha'sayam, in the same vein as what they said in Shir ha'sayam, Noira sehilois, yir'ui mil'agit tehiloisav. It's so awesome that we struggle to express praise. Shehu yitzbarach atzmoi yir'u, again, he innately his Yerui. How do we explain that a little more, this idea of the himself being innately awesome? So we go back to what Rashi said in Parashas Yisroi, Al yedei shere isemos yerui moyam tede'u ki ein zulosei. This idea of experiencing Hashem's awesomeness is, you know that there's none beside him. The yesh lavinzos bifshuto, we need to understand this straightforward, literally. Ki mamash en kol ma'uma zulosoi, that there's none beside him, v'chol ha'el ha'mois v'chol ha'nivreim enam ela keilim ulevushim shebeim mitzbarach mizgaleh. That all the worlds that exist, all the nivreim, everything that we see, are utensils, so to speak, garments. It's camouflage through which Hashem reveals himself. It's all keilim and levushim, it's all camouflage through which he reveals himself. Hu asher omer Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu says in Perek Chaf Gimel, im yisaser ish b'misterim ani lo yireinu lo Hashem. Does a person think he can hide and I don't see him? Halo yes ha-shamayim v'sa'oretz ani maleinu lo Hashem. I saturate, I permeate heaven and earth. Meaning, shamayim v'aretz einam ela keilim sho yisbarach mimaleh yisam. Shamayim v'aretz, the entire universe, is a kli, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills. It's a stage. He fills these entities. Uchlish eino meshamesh lemilui ubatel umvutal. A kli that doesn't serve Hashem's purposes. It doesn't contain. Is null and void. It has no reality. Eino davar choytzetz befanav yisbar ovin davar chutz mimenu. There's nothing that separates the universe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing outside of him. All contained in him. Emes nirazes. This awesome truth. This is what they recognized when they were at Matan Tera. When that's, Rashi describes as the Yer'ui Umoyam. This idea that he's innately awesome in that there's none beside him. From that recognition comes the rest of what Rashi says, the Tir'u Mipanav. This Yer'a, which we said is different to what we've described before, is the concept of his batlus, that the person subjugates himself and his world before the Creator. Ein oid le'arich b'dvarim noreim ele, we cannot elaborate further on these awesome words, ha'matzui etzel ha'sha'a shlishi shel ha'nefesh ha'chaim yavin mashmus ha'dvarim. Anyone who's familiar with the third shower of nefesh ha'chaim will understand it even more deeply. Paragraph base. Me'ata nachzor le'dvari Rashi b'gemara Shabbos Tanah. We return to the words of Rashi there. Yechidai ha'ir'a bo'ilam. We said on the basis of the word hen. Yir'a zoi haba mekaras ein zulosei. This yir'a that comes from the recognition of ein zulosei, that there's none beside the Kadosh Baruch Hu, yechidai bo'ilam. It's unique. Sharei behakara zoi v'ir'a zoi. In this recognition and the yir'a that follows it, hakoil batel umvutal lefonav. Everything is null and void. There's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umimele ein la Kadosh Baruch Hu bo'ilamo yel yir'as shamayim bilvad. It pretty much follows that all there is Yiras Shamayim, this level of Yiras Shamayim in which one recognizes Hashem's oneness. Yitachen shesh b'Rashi ze oid mashmus amuka, perhaps there's a further deep meaning in this comment of Rashi. Chazal omim, Chazal tell us in Bereshis Rabba Perek Yudaled, chamisha shemos nik'ula. We find five names for the human soul. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. These are five terms we find throughout Tanakh, describing the soul. Pashutu ki ein ele shemos be'alma. It's obvious that these are not just mere names, synonyms. We can use this one, that one. Ela kavanasom zal lechamesh madrigois akilolois binishmas adam. What Chazal mean is that these five names connote five levels, five qualities of the neshama of a person. Sheha'elyonar bahen inikes yechida. The uppermost is called yechida. Shamanu mi yudei chen. We've heard from those who know Kabbalah. Yudei chen, chokhmas nistar. Those who know Kabbalah. Ki zoi madriga shadam azichela ein oid shtei derechim lefanav sheitzarech oid livchoy ben tov v'ra. It's a level where the person, if a person reaches this level, there are no longer two paths and the person has to select, to choose between good and bad. We've mentioned this before. It's a level that goes beyond the level of Eitz Hadas to Eitz HaChayim. Eitz Hadas is still the level of Toiv Vara. There are two paths. Eitz HaChayim, there's no choice anymore. Hashem's unity is so manifest that there's no choice anymore. We spoke about this also in the context of Yom Kippur, that at Me'ilah, which corresponds to Yechidah, one has to commit oneself, take on a Kabbalah for something that will be absolute without any exceptions whatsoever, because there's no path anymore of choosing. At any rate, back to the text. On this level of Yechidah, the person recognizes this Ein Zul Osei, that there's none but Hashem. So well, he kol kach hazakavua, his recognition of this is so solid. Vis batlusay lifnei kunei koy mushlemes, his batlus before his creator, so perfect. She'enu yacholu lachatei, there's no concept of chait at that level. Hu ashe anu mispalelim, we daven for this. Yached levaveinu le'ahava yirais shemecha. In brachos before the Shema, we ask yached levaveinu, it should be one, not two. To unify the heart, to make it so that it's entirely ahava vira, that's that level. Having said this, nital le'amer ki Rashi remez l'inyan ha'mokzeh, we could say that Rashi is hinting to this deep concept. Ki dargas ha'yechida, the level of yechida, hi ha'yira shelema. That's the ultimate yira, she'ein la'adam ba'ilamo el yira zeh. That the person has this. This is what we aspire to. V'gam ein l'kadosh baruch bo elamo el yir'a zoi. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Hein achas yir'a. Netzaref li dvarim ele makom shlishi b'Rashi. We add the words of Rashi elsewhere. V'u b'yoyim adaf ein beis. Machriz Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai declared, chaval al deleis le darta, v'tara le darteh aved. It's a chaval regarding a person who doesn't have a courtyard, and he erects a gate for a courtyard. It's odd. It doesn't have a courtyard. He puts up a gate, though. Rashi says, "Shatira eina ela shar liikanes ba liras shamayim." The Torah is a gate through which one enters the realm of liras shamayim. That's what it is. And so, in the statement of Rabbi Yanai, it's a chaval for somebody who has no Yiras Shamayim, but he puts up a doorway. So he's involved in Torah without Yiras Shamayim, where the Torah is the gateway to Yiras Shamayim. Lechach tzir shetikdoim liyiras Shamayim. This is more difficult. Therefore, it needs to be also preceded by Yiras Shamayim. So this is what the author asks now. Ez yirah masigim rak al edei haTorah, ve'ez yirah tzircha shetakdim leesek haTorah. Which yirah is it that one attains only through the Torah? In other words, the Torah is a gateway to that type of yira. What type of yira is that? And which type of yira needs to precede it? Answer. Nisbeilenu b'fek revi'i. We explained above in the fourth chapter. Sha'yira'i kli ve'oitzar l'tira'u l'siyat l'shmai. We explained there yira'i as a utensil, as a container for tira'u l'siyat l'shmai. Uvil adea, without that yira'i, eino y'chash l'siyirase. The person is not concerned k'divei Rashi b'shamas d'afan d'alef. That yira has to precede Torah. One has to have that kli which helps one to preserve his Torah. That has to precede the Torah. However, then, when a person enters through the gate of Torah and the rooms are opened, he discovers a different yira, the moira that was revealed in Har Sinai, which we described in the previous page. The Tanya as Chazal put it in Brachos Daf Chav Beis, Veida'atom levanecha velivnei vanecha. The pasuk speaks about teaching Torah. Uchsev basrei, and immediately followed by Yoyim Asher omadta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'chirev, a description of Matan Torah. Ma lehalan be'ima uvira v'reses uvizeh, just like Matan Torah was with awe and fear and trembling So to here, when a person is learning Torah, it should be with the same awe and trembling and fear. Gilui moira oy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this idea of moira. Dafka give it this term, which is of course the same root as yira, but refer to it as moira. This awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yimadrega acheres ma'yira shekli v'etzah. It's a different level, it's a different issue, different concept of yira than the yira that precedes Torah, which is the concept of the kli that contains brachos. Hatira yishak nisayla. So we have yira as a kli, which precedes the Torah. One needs it before. The Torah is a gateway to moira. And that moira is that concept that existed at Har Sinai, which is described as eima yira reses vizir, which is related to the idea of ein zulosoi, the knowledge that there's none beside him. Paragraph Gimel, Seifa Inyana Utsbis Chilasoi. The conclusion is rooted in the beginning, We asked over there, Il Malei Meroish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yach U'Ma'achas Yecholah Lizkei Min HaUmos. That is the statement of Anshei Knesset HaGdela. If not for the Moira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could the Jewish people survive among so many hostile nations? Moira Oish HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMekeim Es HaKlal Yisrael Ben HaUmos. Chazal are telling us over here that there's some aspect of Moira that allows us to be preserved. It allows Hashem to save us among the nations. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo Yeru'i Moyam. If it is, as Rashi explained over there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu innately is awesome, Yefshar Shelo Yergishu Bnei Ha'olam Me'ro'i, then it's impossible that people should not sense this. Somehow this filters down, even to those who are not part of the Torah world. Ad kama sh'reshus nesunah v'bechira lifneim. Of course, there's reshus, there's bechira, people can choose. No matter how much they can choose, v'akol b'dei shemayim chutz me'ashemayim, no matter the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating all events, nonetheless, mimoira'oi yisborach yevshar l'yisraelim. One cannot ignore that moira. Moira'oi ze mistatu b'shikulim l'ch'oira sichlim. Now this moira, people often want to acknowledge it as moira. The author says it often hides behind apparently logical arguments. One will hide behind these things, but it's actually the moira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or bifchadim bifnei moira'oi, so it will manifest itself as a certain fears that people or nations express. Or ma'atzmus, or ma'atzamois, or stam ne'adam, fear of very great powers, empires, of people. However, v'seich tuicham shel ha'shikulim v'pechadim, behind the screen of apparently logical arguments and fears before events or people or whatever it is, what hides behind that is really moira'oi. And b'moira'oi ze, this concept, yitzbarach, na'utz kiyomo shel klal Yisrael ben ha'umos. This is the guarantor of the survival of klal Yisrael between the nations. Yaakov avinu lav ha'shalom, al yedei midas ha'emes shelo, through his midah ve'emes, ve'al yedei nevuas ha'sulam b'mikom ha'mikdash, gila midas ha'neira. So through his nevuah, through the dream of the ladder, he is the one who revealed this midah ve'neira. Ha'klal Yisrael be'mamad har Sinai ra'au yitzbar she'yar'u yimoyam. We've said this a number of times already. Klal Yisrael at har Sinai saw him innately awesome, meaning the Adash Enzilase, that there is no existence apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is Choytzetz, as we said in paragraph Aleph above. Gam Ba'av v'gam Bavanim, in the father, meaning Yaakov and his children, Bnei Yisrael et HaSinai, his Noitzitza b'gilui ze ha'bchina en elama shel nishmasim she'yechida liyachidcha. In both of them, there was a spark of that utmost supreme level of the neshama, yechida liyachidcha, that sees Hashem as on the level of one. Rechoikim em rechuk adir kol ha'umos sheitzkabtzu be'es churban Yerushalayim l'ashmid Yisrael. There's a colossal distance, light years, between the Av and the Bonim on the one hand, and the nations that wanted to destroy Yerushalayim and exterminate Israel. Ve'lo yecholuhim mimro'i shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're very distant, obviously. It's very, very different to Klal Yisrael. They did not experience Matan Torah. They didn't see Hashem as innately awesome. They're not worthy of it. He undoes the counsel of the goyim. He prevents their plots from taking place and succeeding. Because ultimately he is awesome and he controls the world. V'yitachin oid, what's further possible is ki yechida liyechidcha. This idea again, shia bechina ane'elemes shenishmas adam Yisrael, be described above as that ultimate level of neshama, the really the supreme part of it. Davka hi shi'ti asagoyim mileshmidam, that it somehow, at the end of the day, despite all the losses, it prevented the goyim from utterly exterminating Bnei Yisrael. V'chal amadu b'fek ha'kuidem, we learned this in the previous chapter. Ki chayus matila ima al beruim yosekitanim. We saw that a higher life form imposes a certain fear on a lesser life form. We give the example of a living infant. One doesn't have to guard it from the mice, but oig melech habashan, when it's a corpse, because a higher life form imposes fear on those who are smaller. Me'im kei nishmas Yisrael sheyichida. From the depth, this highest level of Bnei Yisrael, the Yechida, Yechayus Amitis Shel HaKlal Yisrael, that's the true life force, the true spark of Klal Yisrael. אם על כל בני אדם נאמר, ופחדכם וחיוסכם, אתן על כל חייס השדה, we said that in פרשת פני אחרת, ופחדכם וחיתכם, we explained as חיוסכם, your life force, which therefore imposes fear על חייס השדה, ניתן להבין כי פחדם וחיוסם של בני ישראל ניתן על העמים שבאו להשמידם ירתיעם. Somehow, that level of יחידה within כלל ישראל shines, it somehow projects onto the Amim, and therefore ultimately prevents them from utterly destroying Klal Yisrael. Hein, hein, noyre oisav. As a footnote, just to conclude it, at the bottom, ki hadgama li'inyan amuik ze yeshter oisav uvda aba. The author wishes to give this example for the concept that we're learning. Bemilchemes ha'ilam ha'sheniya kavash ha'tzerer es kol Europa. So, just about all of Europe was conquered. Ve'lo yirta gam ha'tkafat Rusia av she'yada she'i mamlecha adira, and didn't even withhold from attacking what was then the Soviet Union in 1941, June 22, even though he knew that it was a very powerful power here. Rak es Anglia lo nisa lichboish, half-hearted attempts were made to conquer England. Nothing that was really a serious attempt at an invasion. Ufelehu. It is really surprising. Ki bishnas ha'milchama rishona lo esa Anglia mukhona klal lechem. In the beginning of the war, England, Britain was really unprepared completely for war. Uveyamim mispar yatzer yachol lechovsha. It would have been seemingly quite a straightforward matter to conquer it. Mi yachol she'eset tzeis im atzer yakovesh es Anglia. Who can calculate the consequences if the United Kingdom would have been conquered? Harei la'atzos abis la'ya az kol basis be'Europa liftoch be'milchama. The United States, which later entered the war right after December 1941, wouldn't have had a basis from which to work the unsinkable aircraft carrier. Wouldn't have had that. Ulai bichlal hayta America nimnat melikanes la'milchama. Perhaps America would have avoided entering the war altogether. Ma yaz goral ha'ilam would have happened then. Birtiat hatzerim mikibosh angliya. The author wants to suggest that hesitation, hislabesh meroi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a manifestation of this mirah that we are explaining in this chapter. Adkan.